flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's a party in Philadelphia. 2 minutes to go, and the Eagles, impressive 55-23 in this NFC Championship game. Just have to wait a couple more plays for the celebration to be official. And so the Eagles advance their 5th Super Bowl appearance, looking for their 2nd win.
High noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We've been discussing Super Bowl 59 off and on throughout the course of the day, mixed in with some thoughts on WEEI's picture
the
day.
Big game.
Oh, yeah. Big day here.
Yeah.
For the photos, you notice no hat, no hoodie for
nope.
Your boy.
Nope.
Clean pair of pants. Although I don't even know if those will be in the photo, but just in case they are, if they pan down, not wearing sweatpants, not wearing wind pants.
You popped on some fresh sneaks there, too.
New sneaks.
I don't think you needed to do that.
Also won't be photographed.
I don't think those will be in there, but that's nice that you did it.
It's all right. I'm fresh as lettuce, though, today. Tell you that much.
We've been toggling back and forth between those two topics throughout the course of the day. Among other things, a reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We discussed Mike Vrabel, his track record with wide receivers outside A.J. Brown, not good, during his stint in Tennessee. Does that tell you anything, inform you in any way about how the Patriots should build their wide receiver room, i.e., don't draft them, try to sign them, and trade for established players? We also got into who has the most to gain and lose in the Super Bowl coming up on February 9th, so you can jump in on that. Plus some thoughts on the Celtics, Kristaps Porzingis, his importance to this team, and the Red Sox. They're over under 86.5.
Yeah.
It's minus money, binary, yes or no, if they'll make the postseason. I don't think Keefe or I are feeling very good about that bet, and it does feel like the Red Sox are done. So all that on the table for you here on Jones and Keefe. But on Thursdays at high noon, we like to put something on the clock.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, Keefe, you're here, you're ranting and raving on the radio, it can get away from you, you go on for too long. We want to put people on a clock.
That's right.
To really make sure we drill down and get to our biggest...
Just sum this up, would you?
Most important points here.
That's right.
And so it was suggested to us, and I think a lot of people feel this way, that it's a terrible Super Bowl. It should be a well-played game,
yes.
Maybe even an entertaining game, but the result, not going to be great for Patriots fans specifically. So... let's give you our reasons for why this Super Bowl will be the absolute worst.
All right.
We'll each put ourselves on the clock, 60 seconds each. We'd like to hear your specific reasons as well. You're going to get 30 seconds.
Still a lot of time.
That's a lot of time. You might get on there and be like,
30 seconds,
yeah,
Jones.
You might get out there for 10 or 15 seconds and go, are we taking calls?
You can pull the ripcord if you want.
Yeah, you can.
You can pull the ripcord if you want. Maybe all you need is 10 hot seconds.
We'll give each of you 30 seconds out there. Your reasons, your actual tangible reasons for why this Super Bowl is going to be the worst for Patriots fans. Let's go on the clock. Keith, you want to go first?
I'll go first, sure.
Keith, take it away. Nick, put him on the clock.
All right, here we go. Why this is the worst Super Bowl matchup possible. We knew that the Patriots weren't going to be in it, so we had to look at other teams that we did want to be in it, and it was very simple. Bills-Lions. Give me a Bills-Lions Super Bowl. Two long-suffering franchises. Could have been great. Not only do we not get Bills versus Lions, we don't get the Bills or the Lions. We get the Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles. We have to talk about a three-chief or a Chief Pete for two straight weeks, which is nonsense. Patrick Mahomes is becoming one of the most unlikable players in the league. His wife is obnoxious. His brother's obnoxious. His father is even obnoxious. Travis Kelce, he is obnoxious. I've been on this for a long time. He's very corny. Post-game can't stand him. We're probably going to get his mom talking all week about how she, you know, makes them soup and everything else. Then on the other side, you have Philadelphia and their fan base. I got to watch them celebrate again for 2 weeks about how they're the best team in the NFC and they might win their second Super Bowl in 7 years. They're starting to pile on the wins. Don't want to root for Philly. We already saw Philly beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl 8 years ago. That's still very painful. This matchup sucks.
It's not going to be a very fun Super Bowl for, I think, most of the country. And in fact, even the state of Missouri, they're
mixed.
I would think it's going to be somewhat mixed there.
Why?
Do I have that wrong?
Well, I want to hear your explanation.
Who's the closest team to them?
Missouri?
Yeah. I guess
Kansas City's in their state.
Maybe it'll be the state of Missouri. I guess that's true. I guess there's no lingering Rams fans.
Oh,
probably
maybe
not
there
because
is.
They moved.
No, they're probably like screw
them. They all hate the team.
Who does Nelly root for?
Nelly
tied back to Nelly.
Must root for the LA Rams now, I would think.
I guess.
Well, if you're loyal to St. Louis and the St. Lunatics.
No, but this is one where
the Battlehawks. Is that their name? The XFL
the
team, the
Battlehawks.
Yeah, that must
this
be
this is the one
for,
though.
Yeah.
Like when they do the map of the United States, and they always say like what part is rooting for what. This is the one matchup I can remember where nobody outside of Philadelphia is rooting for Philadelphia. Well, nobody outside of Kansas City is rooting for Kansas City.
Okay, well, I guess this is what I was driving at. Definitely in Philadelphia, there's tons of Steelers fans who won't be rooting for the Eagles, or in the state of Pennsylvania, rather.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is just Philly.
It's the city.
Maybe I'm overrating any lingering Rams fans there. So maybe it's the whole state of Missouri.
Yeah.
But fine, 48 of the states, not going to be rooting for either side.
You might have some of the front runner fans, right? Like kids around here in the 90s that happen to like the Cowboys. Like maybe you have a few of those now with the Chiefs.
Mm.
Or I don't know. I'm sure Taylor Swift has brought in some fans, too, in all seriousness.
True.
I'm sure there are some people that are like, well, I want Travis Kelce's team to win. But, like, football fans, it's hard to root for. It's hard to root for anybody other than your team.
Uh-huh.
But the Lions and the Bills would have been so easy. You'd be like, oh, good for them.
Get out there
and win.
It would have been an actual enjoyable Super Bowl.
I didn't even mention the fact that this was a matchup that we already saw, which I don't really care for. You're right. If it's like a real bitter rival, there's something there.
You're off the clock now, Keith. Okay,
I'm done?
You're off the clock. Is what you are.
I thought I got an extra minute.
So again, we'll take all your thoughts on why the Super Bowl will be a painful experience for Patriots fans out there. 30 seconds for you, 60 seconds for us. Nick, why don't you go ahead and I'll put me on the clock if you don't mind. Okay, why this will be the worst. It's a threat to the dynasty. The Patriots don't want to see a three-peat out of Kansas City. I think that one is self-evident. More Mahomes on commercials. There's already a lot of Patrick Mahomes on TV. If they win again, it's going to be even more in your face. Plus, as Keith mentioned, the wife, the brother, nauseating. The stupid tomahawk chop, I don't want to see. I don't get why they're acting like the Atlanta Braves in Kansas City. Travis Kelce after the game, no one wants to hear him ranting and raving. And speaking of ranting and raving, Nick Wright and his hair, hooting and hollering about the Chiefs, don't need to see it. As for Philly, their fans, trash people. I don't need to deal with Philly fans. I don't want to deal with Philly fans. I'd say I like a cheesesteak in Philly, but not Gino or Pat's. Those stink. Fly, Eagles, fly. You need a fight song? We just played that coming back. You're a professional sports team. They call their Italian ice water ice. That's water ice. They get their other sandwiches from convenience stores in Philadelphia, and they celebrate nobody's athletic heroes like Vince Papale. That's Philly for you. So that makes it a nightmare matchup, I think. Based on these two fan bases.
Great point about Pats and Geno's.
Overrated.
Incredibly overrated. Because I got a buddy in Philadelphia, Bragg.
Yeah.
And we went, I wanted to go there, so we went there like once. But every other time I've gone there, he has these like little hole in the wall ones that
gotta,
are fantastic.
That's what
you got to do. Yeah.
So again, I don't like the Wawa. You get your sandwiches from Wawa.
I've done a few Wawa sandwiches.
You go to a 7-Eleven, basically. Supposedly it's a nice sandwich, but like you talk about all your cheesesteaks and then you run to you know, no disrespect to a 7-Eleven, a Tedeschi's. That's the equivalent of what you're doing.
Did you ever see the movie Haggard by Bam Margera?
I'm aware. I don't think I've ever seen it. I'm aware that they made a movie.
And so one of the guys, like his girlfriend just broke up with him and he was in a bad mood. And like one of his other friends was trying to cheer him up. And he's like, did you try breaking bottles behind Wawa? He's like, and then it cuts to them just like throwing glass bottles like behind the Wawa. But yeah, that's what it is. We talked about this the other day. If you just look at the entire NFC, I think only a good Giants team would bother me more than a good Philly team.
NFC teams.
Of all the NFC teams, if somebody was in the Super Bowl, where you'd be like,
yeah, Giants would be.
Giants is worse. Giants is worse. Just like the history there, the logo, the whole thing. So one positive. Now, this was a minute on why it's the worst Super Bowl. One positive, though, is the Saquon Barkley element. Not only is he very likable, but it's also just further, like, ripping the Giants.
Yeah.
Like, you guys had him. He wanted to stay there.
It piles on
you
with
got
them.
Rid
You've
of
been
him.
On this all week. That's
I like
a good point.
That. That's the one thing we have going for us.
I think it's going to rate well also. Not just because it's the Chiefs, but because it's
You think the Super Bowl's going to do well?
No, but I'm saying even compared to other Super Bowls, it's gonna do well. No, but ratings have been down all postseason.
It's gonna
for
be
the
highest rated show of the year.
Outside of Chiefs and Bills, ratings have been down for pretty much every NFL game.
What's the show after the Super Bowl this year?
It's a good question.
The Equalizer?
I don't know.
I think Queen Latifah.
We already have the Fox app in the Jones household, so Cat will be ready for that.
Yep.
But I think
it will too. I mean, they are going for history.
I think it's going to be up compared to last year, for instance, and I think it's going to be up compared to
the first Chiefs Eagles.
Yeah, probably
the Kelsey Bowl. I think it's going to do better than the Kelsey Bowl.
Yeah, I think a rematch helps, and I think it will do well commensurate to how playoff ratings are down. People are unplugging. Nobody's watching. I think this will do well because of the rematch factor. Never mind a market like Philadelphia being involved and a team like Kansas City. So not just a Super Bowl rating, but vis-a-vis these postseason where ratings are down, I think it will do well.
I was going to bring up the halftime show, but honestly, I kind of have no real opinion. I don't think it's a good or a bad one. I'm not like a massive Kendrick Lamar fan. I think he's very good, but I'm not like, hell yeah. Like when they announced however many years ago, like Dre, Eminem, and Snoop, I was like, this is going to be great.
Right. Is it one that you're going to tune in for? I mean, I'll watch it. I'm going to be watching the game.
It's
I'm going to watch
be
it.
On, but like before, there was a time where the Super Bowl, the game was so, usually in some of these Patriot years, the game itself was so good. The commercials were really good. And the halftime show was good. So like you didn't know when to go to the bathroom. Like whereas now I'm like, I'll probably go to the bathroom. Just all of them myself. No, during the
you need a Whizinator to just sit there on your couch.
I got an Ontario Smith this thing. No, like during halftime, like I'll get up, I'll watch a couple of the songs, but I'm not like dying to see it.
Yeah, again, the weird thing about it too is it is New Orleans. Like the cool thing about LA, and you know, it had even though they brought 50 Cent out for it.
Yeah.
And they had an LA feel to it. They could have done that with New Orleans, but they're not.
No, so I'm
Kendrick
looking at, what do you want? The millions of viewers, the rating, the share? What are you basing this off of when you're saying like ratings? Well, I have this from the last bunch up here.
Okay,
last year's actually did all right.
I'm sure I don't know about every year, but I'm sure the total number goes up. I would think more the share, but yeah.
All right, so the share, it actually looked like it was one of the higher ones.
Last year.
According to this, I'm not just like the Wikipedia thing, but it's
about
like 81.
Do you have 2 years ago?
When it was 72.
Okay.
And then 68, 69, nice. 67, nice. 68, 70, 72, 71. I think last year actually was decent.
I just think Kansas City going for a three-peat, Super Bowl, people are watching anyway, but people will tune in for that. And I think the rematch factor, people will too. I know you don't like a rematch specifically. Mm-hmm. But, you know, most of us out here, we're sheep. We like things we already know. And I would imagine that helps this share compared to last year, for instance.
What? Yeah. Taylor Swift?
Don't forget Taylor Swift. I'm telling you. There's a draw there. There are people that don't. Because that's also a demographic that doesn't normally watch football. And they're going to be like, what is she wearing?
Yeah.
They're going to watch because of that, too.
Well, you know what? Did that help last year?
I bet it did.
Is that part of the... I actually wasn't even thinking about that. Is that part of the reason it was up?
I would think.
Okay. So maybe not everybody agrees that this is the worst Super Bowl ever. Nightmare matchup for Patriots fans, for instance. If you have your reasons, you can weigh in at 617-779-7937. Yes,
somebody like your hot take about the Super Bowl doing well ratings-wise. They want to know how many hams they can throw on that.
Again, it's compared to ratings being down this postseason. Like, the only game I think that rated well in the last few rounds was Bills-Chiefs.
Mm.
Everything else was down compared to the year prior. For the NFC title
What's
game,
that?
Way down.
You go woke,
some
you
of
go
the divisional
broke?
Rounds down as
a
well.
Joke?
I would.
What does it mean, you think? Or what is it based off
of? It probably does have something to do with people unplugging, I would think.
Well, wasn't the highest watched championship game since 88?
And the Bills game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bills Chiefs.
It was way up. I would also say that I think them expanding the playoffs hurts them to a degree.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting more crummy matchups. Washington knocking out Detroit, I don't think helped anything. I think Detroit being in an NFC title game would have been a good watch.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And had people on board. So, yeah, I think the Super Bowl always rates well. I think it'll be up this year was my only point.
Got it.
617-779-7937. John is in Rhode Island. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, you're talking about Mahomes versus Brady. Brady has more championships than any other NFL franchise. So once Mahomes gets past that, then we can have the comparison.
Okay.
One reason I like the Super Bowl this week.
Oh, wait, John. You think it's going to rate well?
Okay.
You want to put him on the clock?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Now we're talking Super Bowl. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. One reason I like the Super Bowl is Saquon Barkley's birthday is on the Super Bowl. I love an octopus bet, +1400. Jalen Hurts did it last year in the Super Bowl. Also, I have an inside track of the color of the Gatorade. If the Kansas City Chiefs win, I will let you know. My guy that I play Dynasty Fantasy Football with, his girlfriend is an athletic trainer. So don't bet on that until I give you the information.
Okay, so that's a tease.
Don't bet on it until he tells us what it is. It's going to be the Chiefs Gatorade, though.
Yeah, it's got to be Chiefs.
Do you have an early lean on Gatorade color?
Purple.
Good one. Damn it.
Beat me to it.
Because I think a lot of people would be like, whoa, red. No.
Jalen, did he say it was +1400 Jalen Hurts octopus?
Or maybe just any octopus is probably pretty high.
Well, yeah, but I want to get one that's going to hit. I don't want to bet like a...
No. Don't you just bet, will there be an octopus?
Oh, I don't think it's a yes. Yeah, it's like a Red Sox make the playoffs type thing. It's not an individual player.
I don't
player.
Think you can bet specific play. I could be wrong. I don't think you can bet... specific
so
octopus.
Plunk down on an octopi in the Super Bowl, and then it is Saquon's birthday. I hadn't factored that in.
I don't know if these teams like to go for two as much as some of the other teams do, like as far as octopus bets. You think they do? I don't know.
The Chiefs just hit a two-point conversion last week.
Okay.
I don't know what their rate is on going for it.
Well, that's because the Bills are going for it like crazy.
Well, that's true, too. They're not like the Commanders or the Bills,
But John will call in next week with the Gatorade color.
Good. So stay tuned for that. We have our Prop-a-Palooza next week. Is that one you can even bet on?
Yeah.
I know there are places you can do it. I don't think all the apps you can bet Gatorade.
You might have to get creative for it. You can probably find it somewhere if you really feel good about it.
Have you seen the graphic that's making the rounds? Not just that Brady's won more Super Bowl. I think most people are aware of that.
Yeah.
Have you seen the graphic that's making the rounds that Tom Brady has more? Oh, there it is.
Look at
nice
Terp. Terp found it. Will there be an octopus?
So I don't even have to bet the individuals. Just will there be an octopus?
Imagine being the guy that's like, I'm going to bet no -4,000. And just praying that there's no octopus. Kick the point! Kick the point! Kick the point!
That's going to be a nerve-wracking
watch. Yeah, you could win 25 cents on like a
Kelsey's still bet. On the field! No! No, have you seen the graphic making the rounds? Brady's playoff wins are more than like all but four franchises. Like the Super Bowl ones, I think everybody knows.
Oh, it's hilarious.
The wins one is kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, and you don't really think about it that way. But then when we were talking about how Mahomes has the second most and it's half as many as Brady, it's like, wow, okay. That obviously puts it in perspective. There are a number of NFL teams, obviously, that have not won the Super Bowl. There's also a number of teams that have never even been to the Super Bowl. And so Tom Brady's hogging all those appearances. Guys, he got 10 Super Bowl appearances.
It's very, very selfish. And he's going to be, you factor this one in, you add this on his all-time ledger, working the Super Bowl.
Yep.
11 Super Bowls.
He's a part of 11 Super Bowls.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, Belichick.
Patriots fans start moving those goalposts. I wouldn't be surprised when Mahomes closes in more. They're like, actually, it was 11 for Brady.
Was Belichick just 2-0 as a D coordinator? He didn't go to any other ones, right?
Correct. He won, two of the Giants.
So, yes. I mean, he's also.
Two tries, yeah.
So he's been a part of 9, right? No.
No.
He's been a part 11. Of 11. Excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Bill tries to do that. He tries to play that game. I would hope that's beneath Brady.
Yep.
617-779-7937. We should get into beyond just the Brady Mahomes debate that we've been having off and on, and we got into earlier on the show today. We should get into who has the most to gain and lose in this Super Bowl, along with other thoughts, predictions for the game coming up. You can jump in again on the phones at 617-779-7937. We have, if I'm not mistaken, a Key for Madness at 12:45.
We do have a Key for Madness. Yeah. It's about a theft and perhaps not something that you would normally hear people stealing.
Okay. We can
an uncommon thief.
We can get to that before the end of the hour, and we'll circle back into who stands to gain and lose the most come this Super Bowl. We'll do that.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He's going to have time here, Jim.
Whole season for Buffalo on the line here. There they come. He just desperately throws it up in the air. Incomplete. Kincaid was right there. There is a flag.
I didn't see a flag thrown there.
I'm told there's a flag. Three times. Report from the sideline that there had been a flag, but there was no flag. There was no penalty at all.
Jones and Kiefer on WEEI. We'll get to Kiefer Madness coming up in about 20 minutes from now, so stay tuned for it. Good point here on the text line. We forgot about a Bill Belichick Super Bowl appearance, Keith. 96 with Parcells.
Oh, yeah.
Move him up to 12.
12.
12, even counting Brady working Fox. That's still only 11 for Brady.
Yeah, Belichick's got him beat there.
In your face. John in Rhode Island also followed up and texted that Jalen Hurts hit an octopus the last time he was in a Super Bowl, hence the Super Bowl octopi prop that he wants to put down. And TBD.
I got it.
On any Gatorade color.
He'll get back to us, though, because he knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a girl who's involved in that setup.
So that's potentially very, very, very juicy information here on Jones and Keith. Looking ahead to Super Bowl 59, Keith, who stands to lose and gain the most the Super Bowl February 9th? I do think I don't want to let the Chiefs off the hook, just as a blanket statement here. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's no stakes for Mahomes and Reed, because if you can gain a lot by three-peating, you also lose something by missing out on that opportunity. I just don't think, legacy-wise, it's going to shape a lot of how we view them. They don't go from winners to losers or winners to chokers or anything like that. I don't think. Now, you miss an opportunity to make up some ground on Belichick and Brady even Gronk at chasing the Patriots dynasty. Like, you do miss that opportunity. And so there are some stakes to it. It would take the shine off a little bit. But most of the stakes to me are more on the Philly side. Guys who have never won can be champions. Nick Sirianni can go from on the hot seat to a Super Bowl winner and been in two Super Bowls. Most of the stakes for me are on the Philly side. Maybe that's unfair. They're underdogs. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people are picking them to win, but I think most of the stakes really are on that side for me.
It is super close, though. It's like 1.5 or 2 points. And you go back to a couple years ago, the Kansas City was actually a dog. So they're it's not like, one team has all house money.
Wait, are you saying in the Philly Super Bowl they were a dog in that Super Bowl?
Kansas City was a dog.
In the Philly Super Bowl?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, they definitely were last year. I know that.
No, I think I've been on both years. That's why I think I remember that. Or if they weren't a dog. I think they were.
It was close to even money.
I think it was plus money to go Moneyline Chiefs. It won't be plus money this year to do Moneyline Chiefs, but it's close. So it's not like Patriots-Rams where you're like, hey, the Patriots just happened to be there. You know, like there's not going to be a huge upset or something like that. I think, you know, a guy like Travis Kelce, for example, I don't know how many more years he has. So this is his only chance to three-peat. Even if they go lose this one and then win the next, he's not going to be there for four more years. So for something like this, something that's never been done, and to be a part of it and to be on the team and a big part of the team that whole time, he'll never get the opportunity. You can make the case that Andy Reid might not have the opportunity to ever do this again. Maybe Patrick Mahomes will, but no, there's a reason why it's never been done before. In fact, nobody's even had the chance in the Super Bowl to do it, right? Nobody's won two and then gone back again.
Right. The Patriots went to three straight, but they didn't have the chance to three-peat because they lost the middle.
They had a loss in the middle of the sandwich there. So, yeah, I think they don't have a ton to lose necessarily, because it's not like they have a unblemished Super Bowl record. It's not like they have that on the line where you're like, Mahomes never lost. Like, he already has. And even if he loses, he's still going to have a winning record in the Super Bowl. But no, I think Sirianni probably in a weird way might have the most to lose just because there's still some doubts about him. Going into the year, he was on the hot seat. Some people were surprised he even started the year. He was yelling at Philly fans during the year.
We thought at the end of last year he was going to be out and Bill had a chance to replace him. They moved on from both coordinators. He survived and now they're back in the Super Bowl.
And they have a ton of talent. They gave him two new coordinators. But if he loses, there's still going to be that doubt. Like, I already got there twice, but do we need to maybe get somebody over? Like, do we need to figure that out and get somebody over? I think even more so than Jalen Hurts, at least how I view it, like, I think a lot of times that's sort of synonymous. Like, coach quarterback is one guy good enough to get you over the top. It would be 0-2 in Super Bowls for both of them. I think it would look worse for Sirianni. He was more on the hot seat, if you will, than Hurts certainly was.
I think they're neck and neck for people who have the most to lose, which, again, maybe is unfair to them, and perhaps you disagree. You can jump in at 617-779-7937. Maybe it's unfair because, again, they're underdogs and they're going against a team that could three-peat and is an all-time great dynasty.
Or three-chief.
Maybe that's not fair. Three-chief. Chief Pete, as
Chief
it were.
Or Chief Pete.
I just look at it and say, all right, if Sirianni loses, Eagles fans, he's not going to lose his job. He's not going to get fired. But Eagles fans are going to go into next year asking exactly what you just said. Can he put us over the top? Is he good enough? Is he a Super Bowl-winning coach? He can clearly get us there. But what's missing and how do we improve? I think the same conversation happens with Jalen Hurts. Again, you're not cutting him, releasing him, firing him, trading him, but I do think Eagles fans start to look at Jalen Hurts and go, is this the guy? We have look at all the talent on the roster. The receivers are great. They have the tight end. Saquon Barkley's having an all-time great running back season. Yeah. The defense is really good. The coordinators are there. Sirianni's whatever. But is Jalen Hurts, you know, a quarterback who is precise enough, accurate enough, a quarterback who can make the plays when you really need it to win, or is he holding us back? That conversation will follow him in the next year, where he's not going to lose his job and get traded this offseason, but maybe a year from now, the Eagles are looking to move on. I think those are the two front and center that have the most to lose, even more than anybody on the Kansas City side who would miss out on making history and three-peating.
I think it's also the swing, too. So, like, the most to gain, if you look at it that way, like, clearly the three-peat and Reed is chasing down Belichick. Brady, still in your eyes and my eyes, still a ways away from Brady, but is smashing the pace. But then I look at the guys that haven't won, and then that's why you can sort of talk, like, the big swing there for a guy like Saquon Barkley. Caps off maybe the greatest running back season ever, at least in that discussion, especially if he tacks on a Super Bowl MVP.
Well, think about that.
Which is possible.
2,000 yards, a Super Bowl win, and a Super Bowl MVP.
Hard to beat that.
I bet.
Did Terrell Davis do 2,000 yards?
I'm looking
and
that up
the
right
Super
now.
Bowl?
He must have been like the actual MVP that year, too.
Yeah.
So let me double check Terrell Davis.
So the
I was actually looking
year
that up.
Might have been the greatest running back year ever.
Yeah. In 98, Terrell Davis ran for 2,000 yards, 21 touchdowns. He was the league MVP.
Yeah, that's a good year.
The Broncos, I think, won the Broncos won the Super Bowl that year, and who was the Super Bowl MVP? They beat the Falcons, the Dirty Birds there.
That might have been Davis, or is that Elway?
I don't know. I'm trying to scroll through and
find the thing about the Broncos, Jones, is they would go lighter linemen with wider splits.
Yeah,
they
did
a different type of running attack that anybody could do.
Mark Schlereth peeing all over himself.
Yeah, that was part of
there.
It.
So, but
that was also 27 years ago.
The greatest, at least since that year for a running back. Yeah,
that's a long time. Jalen Hurts, though, like with any quarterback, you know, you go on a very short list. He's already on a short list.
Elway was Super Bowl.
Okay, so he didn't cap it off with that, but still, it's on the very short list of best running back years ever. But for Jalen Hurts, we already talked about how he is one of only 22 quarterbacks ever to start multiple Super Bowls. But then, not all those guys won. So, if you add the win to it, now he's on an even shorter list. Like, guys to win and be in multiple Super Bowls. So now guys like, you know, Jim Kelly get crossed off that list, and some of the other ones that are 0-2 or whatever it might be. Jalen Hurts gets kind of pushed up the board a little bit. I think he's honestly an afterthought when it comes to top five quarterbacks. Every time people are like top five quarterbacks, even top 10, he's not even in everybody's top 10.
No, I
but if you win a Super Bowl, it's like, how do you argue with that?
I already have him, again, if I actually sat down and ranked him, maybe I'd have him like 11, but I would have him probably 10, like very back end of the top 10 off the top of my head.
But if you give him a Super Bowl title and he beats Patrick Mahomes, he's now also on that list,
that
which
changes,
is just Tom Brady and Joe Burrow.
It changes the legacy a lot. And
I think part of it's just the way he plays, and people hate the tush push, and it's like, well, he gets all these cheap touchdowns.
I hate the tush push, and I think it's cheap, but I like a running quarterback. So that play bothers me, but I like his style of play. Right. I like
and that's
him.
Not the only way he runs them in. Like last week, he ran in three, and you saw some of them were very athletic.
What was the one where he ripped off the big 40-yard touchdown? That was the week before against the Rams, right? Yeah. And so, yeah, it's not the only way he scores, but that's the majority of them, and that is a cheap play. That does bother me. For Kelce specifically, you said earlier this week, if Kelce's Super Bowl MVP,
then I'll maybe get off my stance.
I don't know, not maybe. You said you would move Kelce ahead of Gronk. So,
all right.
So Kelce,
he has a lot.
Stands a lot to gain in your mind specifically.
That's true.
If he has a big Super Bowl and wins again, he could nose
my all-time tight end list.
Nose past Gronk.
My well-known all-time tight end list. He could surpass Gronk. Yeah, because it would be more Super Bowls, and I know Gronk has four rings, but he didn't play in one of them. So, even he might even say it's more like three. But this would be four for Kelce, and as great as Gronk was, never was a Super Bowl MVP. So that's another thing that would be a check mark for Kelce.
Chris in the truck wants to fact check me on something. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just recently moved back to St. Louis. I've lived in yo-yoed between Boston and St. Louis my whole life, and there is way more of a following of Chiefs fans here than you guys think.
So
they're still pretty upset about the Rams moving.
I initially was like, there's got to be some lingering Rams fans, but the more you think about it, they were pissed when that franchise moved.
St. Louis, kind of a dump. I don't know why I said that.
You say that right to
that was from 2019.
Right to cry. I wish I didn't hang up on it.
I went to
right
St. Louis face. Once in my life, and I guess that
you
I was asked about
the Blues.
No, they're like, there's the Arch. I'm like, all right. And then they were like, they recommended this one place to eat, and it was like, I don't even think it was open.
Jason Tatum catching strays over here.
I went by Busch Stadium, but the Cardinals weren't in town.
Uh-huh.
They had a casino at the hotel that I stayed at.
Nice.
They had a free unlimited soda buffet. So that was good. Helped myself to a couple colas.
One of Kat's good friends, she lives in L.A. now, but one of her good friends grew up in St. Louis. And so I've been there once as well. It was not much to write home about. No. Lovely home that the Shelbys have. But
Jason Tatum from St. Louis.
The city not so hot. Yeah, so
Bradley Beal.
Do we know?
Kachuk.
Matthew
Kachuk.
You ever hear they went to high school together?
They sure did. There's a photo of them on a bus together.
What's Tatum's fandom? He must have... Was he a Rams fan? What is
Kobe
Tatum's
Bryant?
NFL fandom? Yeah.
Whatever team Kobe was rooting for.
That's true.
He's
an Eagles fan. He's probably an Eagles fan.
Does he have an NFL team? Because he was probably too good for Greatest Show on Turf.
Good question.
And then they were gone.
Somebody.
Turp.
Get on that.
Ask him.
Who's Tatum rooting for in the Super Bowl? Turp.
We got to know.
Get on that.
St. Louis fans, yeah.
Well, he is a Cardinals fan, right? So that would make sense.
Yeah, he flaunts that. But yeah, I don't know.
I threw out the first pitch at a Cards game.
I'm unaware of his NFL fandom.
Yeah.
Probably an Eagles fan. You're right. He's a Kobe fan. Kobe grew up in Philly. He's actually probably pulling for the Eagles.
Eagles. Go Birds.
He's probably saying go Birds.
Bird Gang.
Yeah.
Is go Bird Gang. Doing. One of the two Bird Gangs.
That's true.
In the league.
So I think we pretty much ran the gamut, though, on players who stand to gain and lose the most. I think Barkley's a good one.
Yeah.
In terms of really gaining. I don't think Barkley's not going to lose anything to me. If Barkley loses the Super Bowl, he'll miss out on the opportunity to have that great all-time running back season.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to look at Barkley and go, what a loser.
But also just...
Like, Hurts and Sirianni, I might do that.
But I also think
Barkley, I'm not doing
the
that.
The philosophy of winning with the run game has a lot to stand and lose.
Yeah.
Because if you lose, it gets kind of forgotten.
No, that's
it's
true.
Like, yeah, they made it there, but they didn't win.
Us pro running back people stand to lose a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But even like...
There are dozens of us. I'm one of them.
And that
we stand to lose something because this would be a great one to throw in people's faces. It's probably an outlier, but it's still one you can throw in people's faces.
But it would be a huge day for the just build the offensive line and run the ball. Because you're like, really? In 2025, you can still do that?
Let me give you something I don't like about that.
Okay.
Does Vrabel look at it and go,
yeah,
we can win this way?
We need King Henry. No, see, I don't know. Because the one thing he did say that I really liked, where they were like, hey, your Tennessee teams ran the ball a lot. And his first answer was, yeah, our best player was a running back. So the Patriots' best player is not a running back. I hope that he doesn't fall. Well, no, not yet. Let's see how they find that guy. But as of right now, based on the roster, I don't think he's going to completely fall in love with the run game.
I do like this guy on the text line. He's taking you to task about the soda buffet, Keith, in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But this guy, I've been meaning to highlight this guy.
That's true. I didn't make that up.
He said, every casino has free soda buffets, you Mortadellas.
Well, I haven't been to every casino, and actually, I don't think that's true.
This guy's been calling us Mortadellas now for about 2 weeks straight.
Is that an insult?
I've been meaning to highlight him.
What does it mean?
Mortadellas is like a meat. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a deli meat. Yeah?
I think believe you find it in an Italian sub.
Yeah. All right. I'd take a one with hops right now.
Eagle, pretty good.
It's something an Eagles fan might get from the
I don't think there's unlimited soda buffet at Foxwoods, Mohegan, Encore, all the other. I don't believe so.
I don't know. But I've been meaning to highlight the Mortadella guy there for a
looks
while.
Looks like bologna with extra little fat in it.
Also, you know, cheap ass me. I'm sitting there playing like video poker or something, and somebody comes. This is at the St. Louis Casino, and they come over, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know, like a rum and coke or something. And then they come back, and they're like $10.50. I was like, I'm playing games. What are you talking about? $10.50?
You're not at a table, sir.
I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. So you like dig out your wallet and everything else. I was like,
$10.50.
That's whatever. It was like something way too much for like just a glass of Coke. I'm like, I got the unlimited buffet over there. Give us a rub in this.
They're like, no.
Okay. They're like, not in the state of Missouri. Was whatever. Like, she said something about the state of Missouri. I was like, I thought casinos are not in the great state of Missouri.
Missouri.
I was like, never mind.
Did they have a sports book in there?
No, not then. This was years ago, but no, not then. It's too bad. It was really not a good.
It's a real shit. I'm still confused at why you were even there.
I was actually doing the show with you. They sent me to cover a MMA fight.
This was with me, and I don't even remember it.
So what happened was, you weren't there with me. No, but we were doing the show together.
You called into the show while we were doing it from St. Louis.
I interviewed Tito Ortiz.
Oh,
and then I sent that in, and I think you guys might have played that for like a Kiefer Madness because it was like. What was it? It was like
it's amazing Kimbo that I'm like Slice. I'm confused by this.
Ken Shamrock, Kimbo Slice. Yeah, and they're like, "Do you want to go to St. Louis?" I was like, "Sure." Like, I'll go. I'll take a trip.
Huh.
And we went out there, just interviewed a few different people. I think it was for Bellator, and then it was like
they paid for this. The station paid for this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice little.
But I had some. I couldn't even stay for the fight. I had to like fly home. I couldn't even stay for the fight. But I was there for like a few days. Interviewed a bunch of fighters and people promoting the thing. Stayed at the hotel. Walked around St. Louis aimlessly, and then called it a trip.
Had one. 10.50 rum and coke.
Very expensive rum and coke. And then
swore off Missouri.
Yep.
In its entirety. 617-779-7937. Speaking of the madness, we have Kiefer Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams. I'm CEO and founder of Cosplayer Nation. We did a documentary all about cosplaying across America from Maine to Seattle to Hawaii to Puerto Rico. We've won 3 awards. We're practically compass to the cosplay community, as well as we interviewed the guy who coined the phrase cosplay from the 80s, Tokunishi Takahashi.
Regina.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we've had a lot of creature stories. This one is not a creature story. However, we also do a lot of dumb criminal stories. Or like the bad criminal, like what are you doing kind of criminal. Like
sure.
no kidding, you got caught kind of criminal. So I mentioned earlier, a lot of things can be stolen. A lot of things have been stolen, sadly.
Sure.
Things that aren't your property. Could be an energy drink. Could be anything.
Well,
this is one where I don't think you're going to guess it, but do you want to take a stab at something? It's not at a home. It was at a store.
Okay.
That somebody went into, not a store, a restaurant. It was at a restaurant.
This is a stolen item from a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't a very bright criminal.
I wouldn't say so, no. Probably not.
Let's see. What would be like a nice lucrative thing you could steal from a restaurant outside of just
it's not cash.
Right out of the cash
register. It's not straight cash, homie.
Maybe some fine wine. Maybe
fine
they,
wine?
They, they break in, they see a high level bottle of wine
nice.
and or champagne.
Could be.
And they make off with some alcohol.
There are some expensive bottles out there. Sorry, let's find out.
Now to a bizarre robbery attempt at a South Bay restaurant. One that had employees struggling with what they call the robot kidnapper.
The robot
kidnapper. The robot kidnapper.
Is that a robot that's kidnapping things or he kidnaps robots?
It's misleading. It could be either one of those things.
Clown baby? Is that like a baby clown? What is that?
I just started watching The Wild Robot with Cece. It's now available on Peacock.
I've actually heard that's very good.
Nominated for Best Animated Film at the Oscars. Everybody says it's great. We just started it, so we're not too deep into it, but it's pretty good. Involves a robot.
Just started it. How long is this film?
Hour and 40 minutes, but we started it you know, before bed last
night. Chipping away a little bit.
Chip away. You're not going to sit and watch. I can barely watch something for an hour and 40 minutes, let alone her.
It's not the Brutalist, is my point. It's a
pretty, no, we didn't start the Brutalist with CeCe. We're starting with the Wild Robot. Then we'll get into the rest of the Oscar movies.
Check it out. Surveillance video from just before 8 a.m. last Saturday at Pho 21 restaurant shows the man walking in. He asks to use the restroom, and when he emerges, he grabs one of the shop's three robot servers.
All right, so Terp has it up on YouTube and Twitch. The robot server is probably his size. It's wider than he is.
This is like if you go into the Stop and Shop, it's Marty in the Stop and Shop. Yeah. He makes off with it.
He just grabs it.
He just stole Marty.
Yeah, he just grabbed Marty, and then he just heads for the door. Now, do you think asking to go to the bathroom was part of his plan? Or do you think he got a little nervous, or he just really had to go?
Yeah. Well, I like this server behind him. Is like, sir?
Like, bud,
what are you doing?
Hello? We need that. We need our robot waiter back in here, please.
Now,
although if you worked there, wouldn't you be like, yeah, get rid of that robot waiter. He's taking our jobs.
Good. You know what? Great point.
He's taking our jobs.
Yeah, you know what? She wasn't coming after him too quick. Now they're all running
now
after him.
Now they're all out there. Now they've completely outnumbered him. They've surrounded him. I also respect this guy. One, for, you know.
He parks right outside the door.
But he's also his own getaway driver.
I was just going to say this. Don't you need a getaway driver? Yeah. What are you doing?
Because you know what happened? He asked his buddies, like, hey, guys, I need a getaway driver. And they're like, all right. Like, I'll listen to this.
What is this, like a bank heist?
Yeah, what's the take?
What's the take? Precisely, yeah.
You know those robot waiters at the restaurant? They're like, what?
Yeah, I'm going to probably take one of those.
Yeah. Then what? I don't know.
He's going to serve on
See if there's money in there or whatever. Like, I think he probably ran it up to a bunch of buddies, and they're like, I'm not going to get in the car for that. That's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
Also, it didn't appear like
the getaway driver for sure.
Also, the car wasn't running, and the trunk wasn't even open.
Well, that's suspicious, though. You come into the restaurant, you leave the car running, that door wide open, red flags everywhere. People are going,
touche.
Hey, guard the robots.
So maybe not that dumb.
this looks like a criminal out front.
So you're saying maybe this guy not so dumb?
Yeah, well.
Knows what he's doing.
You know, there were improvements that he could have made. I don't think anybody would argue that.
I don't know what you do with it.
How much reconnaissance work do you think this guy did?
Well, maybe ate there once.
He ate there once.
Oh, that's a cool robot.
Yeah, sized it up. He's like, that's a cool robot. Because I'm just wondering.
Take that robot.
It looked like he picked the robot up very easily.
Twitch chat says it looks like Polly's robot from Rocky IV.
It does.
No, it does.
It legit. If you're,
it's Johnny Five without the personality.
if you've shopped at a Stop and Shop and you've seen the little robot that like cleans up spills and things like
that,
it can
be disarming.
It kind of does look like that. Less friendly, but it kind of looks like that. The guy picks it up very easy.
But he's smart.
Maybe rewatching it. Maybe he kind of waddles
with
out.
He lifted with his legs.
he wasn't lifting with his back at all. He got into it. That's
and then,
true.
Yeah, it was an awkward escape. It was not exactly like, he's like a little heavier than
I thought. So do you think maybe he didn't do enough reconnaissance? He didn't realize how heavy it was going to be.
No.
All right.
Although he went at a good time. There's not a lot of good Samaritans there. It does not seem to be a popular restaurant. Seems to be a lot maybe of it's open
all,
tables.
All the robots,
but they can afford to have robots.
Well, maybe the robot servers are screwing up these servers.
Well, maybe that's why
the slow service.
Orders, yeah, so
they don't care for it.
Good point. You think it'd be an inside job?
You think that man maybe works there?
Well, maybe
or you got tipped off. They were like, hey, you know,
it's an associate of somebody who works there. Because you make a good point about the robots taking their jobs.
Yo,
who benefits from this?
Everybody there.
Yeah, you don't want to split your tips with
Although
a robot.
They slowly went out there to stop the man, too. So it is a little confusing.
Well, he asks to use the restroom, and when he emerges, he grabs one of the shop's three robot servers. You can see there, he's struggling to get it out the front door and into his back door.
Oh, you don't have to buy a lot.
Yeah, I mean, lady's got enough going against him right
now. You can see he's a bit of a weakling.
As you can see
Not sure this guy squats.
He was not prepared to carry the weight of it out. As you can see, he's struggling. Like, I would imagine he's struggling quite a bit.
We already need
to pile on.
In all walks of life.
Everywhere.
There, he's struggling to get it out the front door and into his backed-up car parked right outside. Employees race after him and eventually get the man to release the robot and call police. The owner tells me the robot costs about $18,000.
Well, there you go. I was just about to ask, why are you stealing said robot? There it is.
How suspicious, though, when you notice that all of a sudden on eBay there is a $18,000 serving robot?
I'm guessing if this guy, and who knows with this criminal.
Yeah.
But for instance, if I were going to steal said robot.
Hypothetical.
Here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You already line up another restaurant that needs these robot waiters.
$15,000.
Exactly.
Undercutters. Classic Tom Green bit.
Exactly what you do. Undercut it. Yeah. Say, hey, I know of a robot fell off a truck somewhere.
I'm going to need 15. I know you can't afford the 18K.
Oh, sure.
15K. It's a deal.
Watching that Tom Green documentary, they did briefly the clip of the undercutters where he would bring a pizza. He'd follow a pizza place, and then he'd bring his own pizza, and then he'd run up there, and he'd try to sell it for less. They were undercutters. And he had a toolbox filled with toppings. He goes, what do you have? What do you have on it? Oh, cheese. Cheese. They're sprinkling cheese on it. But how mad the people got was like next level. Like they were like threatening to like
the
hit
delivery
him with, like,
people.
A pipe. No, the people that
the
were ordered
customers.
The other pizza. You know me. I'd take the deal. I'd be like, how much for that pizza? Like, okay. Give me that guy. $8. Sold.
Well, you just got to shop
it's
it around.
It's one of the great ideas.
What you got to do is you got to shop it around to the actual one you ordered and say, well, can you match that?
You're like, what do you guys think?
And if not,
you go
with a rando pizza.
Like, I'll take this guy.
That's a deal.
With his toolbox filled with peppers and pepperoni.
You'll eat anything.
That is documented.
Yeah, and so I think
that is definitely
that makes
true.
Sense, yeah.
But says it is useless for a thief because it has to be specially programmed in order to work.
Ah, well, I wish I knew that.
Boy, yeah, that's not ideal.
Specially programmed to work.
I mean, he didn't take it anyway, but that would have been a hard lesson for him. He gets it home, brings it into his house, and then he's like, all right, let's go. Doesn't have any of the passwords or anything.
Late entry for Brag of the Week.
Yeah.
But the Jones household after Christmas. We now have a Shark vacuum cleaner that
really?
Yeah, that zips around a little like Roomba-esque.
How's it do?
Vacuum cleaner. Well, it's annoying because, and I'm guessing maybe it's some of this to what they're talking about. It's got to map out your whole place before it can really.
Now it knows too much.
Well, I wonder.
That's reporting back to China.
They're like, this is where he lives. We got all the info.
What does your dog think of the Roomba?
He hates it.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Can't do much about it.
No. Kind of gums it.
No, but my son loves it though. My son goes, hey, can we take out the thing and he just follows
just
it around
the
house. Honestly, it's like a babysitter. It's a vacuum and a babysitter.
Look at that, so it's a toy.
It's entertaining my child.
House.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. But so my guess
that's
is
good.
You need the reason it needs to be specially programmed is it's gotta understand the floor plan of the restaurant and where the tables are, all these. That'd be my guess as to why you'd have to do that. That was an oversight on my end trying to undercut.
I guess
these robots
so.
To another restaurant. Yeah,
interesting. Well, there you go. There's the Mad Nye.
Okay, not the brightest criminal out there.
No,
you know,
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. There is an element to that.
They caught him very quick though. Like you'd like to get away a little bit more before they catch you like that.
Mm-hmm.
I see you're looking at the text line.
Yeah, people are saying that would be a good thing to have. You can get beers out of the fridge for you.
Yep,
that's true. I mean, if you could get the codes,
they also say with Keith being a master thief.
Yeah.
How would you have pulled off the heist? It's a tough one. Now knowing that last piece of info,
I just screamed up and down that nobody put their name on it. I thought it was a free one.
I would advise the guy next time, because that was a very dead restaurant, I would advise the guy to wait for a little bit more going on in the restaurant servers are a little more distracted.
Yeah.
I'd understand more.
Or wait till the
more
robot,
patrons would see it.
Also, he didn't wait till the robot was close to the door.
That's true.
He should have sat at the first seat by the door, ordered something, and then just right out there.
They're like, another cup of coffee, sir? He's like, another cup of coffee.
Can you get the robot?
It's like Pulp Fiction.
Can you get the robot over here?
Have the robot bring it? No, that's what you do. Have the robot serve on you.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Okay, well, that's Kiefer Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every week here on Jones and Keef. Typically Tuesdays at 12:45, the emergency Nye emerge on Thursdays. So you can check that out on the Audacy app, AUDACY, if you missed out on any of it. When we come back, let's get to Mike Vrabel. His track record with wide receivers and what it means for the Patriots. That's next.